Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. Have you ever felt hopeless? Have you ever felt like there's no way out? Have you ever felt like God's promises might not apply to you? Maybe it could be problems with bad health, illness in your family. Maybe your studies seem too complicated. There's too much to do and too little time. Maybe your assignment at work seems overwhelming. Maybe you feel like you're unable to fight the good fight. Maybe you feel like temptation and sin is winning. Wherever your sense of hopelessness may come from, the devil loves to use it. And he loves to fan the flames of hopelessness and make them stronger. Of course, he would like for you to give up. A similar kind of hopelessness surrounded this Old Testament believer, Abraham. Because God had promised Abraham that he and his wife would give birth to a son, and that through his family, the Savior of the world would one day arrive. But the problem was, Abraham was closing in on 100 years old, and his wife was about 90. And their human perception, their logic, their wisdom told them that it was hopeless for them to have a son. Still, Abraham was able to overcome this sense of hopelessness by trusting in the Lord's promise. The rest is history. The son came, Isaac was born, and his descendants grew into a great nation. From that nation, the Savior of the whole world was born. Because Abraham, by grace, did not give up, did not give in to hopelessness, God could fulfill his promise. The same is true for us. The same is true for you. Regardless of where your sense of hopelessness may stem from, God's promises are sure. He never lies. He never fails to live up to his word. He never has to go back on something he has said he will do. The promises that we have, they were given by the same God who washed away your sins in Jesus' blood. The same God who covered all of your imperfections with his perfection. The same God who has made you one of his own. When we feel down, when we feel overwhelmed, tired, doubting, let's look at Abraham's example. He had every reason to give up. It would have been reasonable, understandable, but he didn't. And God was true to him. God is with you also. Every day, every moment. Even when you don't feel like he is. When our feelings tell us that we are alone. If you read his word and see, our feelings are mistaken. He's there for you. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, when the devil tries to surround me with hopelessness, please give me power through your gospel to overcome. Because at the end of the day, your promises are real and my sense of hopelessness is not. Amen.